The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
You're listening to Stuff, but not the way you normally expect it. Hi there, everybody. This is Matt Tucker. I am the host of this special edition of Stuff Password.
Yay!
Bev and Lynn have been so excited about this, I can't even tell you.
We have five people in this room.
We're not going to do anything that we normally do for Stuff. Nope. So anything, you know. It's the limit. It's what was the one I did? The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit.
Space is what? Over the limit?
Over the limit.
We're over the limit.
So if you know the game Password, Password has been on TV for a very, very long time. It's just reappeared on television. I believe one of the guests is Jimmy Kimmel. It's hysterical. And we decided that we would do Password on our show, Stuff.
And please... Some of us are brain dead at the worst of times.
And the best of times.
Is there a good time to be brain dead?
So for our listeners, let me go around the room and introduce our teams. So Lynn is paired up with Sean Sear, Pittsfield Community Television and WTBR's Executive Director. And Bev is teamed up with Bob Heck, PCTV and WTBR's coordinator of advancement, as well as the voice of many PCTV sports programs that you have hopefully heard.
Cool.
I wish I had a title.
I know.
Queen of Stuff.
What does that make me?
King.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'll start talking like this.
All right, so the rules of Password are simple. Every round, we will have a unified word. And normally, when you would be listening to Password on the radio or seeing Password on television, you would get someone who would go, "The password is." But because we're...
We're not going to do that.
We're off the cuff. We're improvising a little bit.
And we want you to play.
We want our audience members to play along, so the password will be secret until it has been correctly guessed by the guessers.
Which may be in an hour.
So,
or maybe never.
So the scoring starts at 10 points.
Ooh.
That number goes down throughout the round when everybody's trying to guess a specific word.
So you mean you can win at zero?
I would say at zero, we'll just call it. and the other team will start with a new word.
Okay. All right.
The game goes through five rounds. The last round, which is the fifth word for each team, is worth double points.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. I just want to get started.
Okay.
What do the winners get?
I don't know. I'm just the host.
We know.
I don't know. You sound like you're in charge.
It's bragging rights.
Bragging rights it is. There you go. Bragging rights it is.
An all expenses paid trip to FedEx across the street.
I was just recently watching an episode of the PCTV classic game show Acronimble, and they would go and stop at the dollar store to get prizes, and I did not do that. So.
Well, it's the $1.50 store now.
Yeah, right. It's not the budget anymore. All right, so the first password is selected.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to start with Bev is going to give the first password to Bob, and then...
Well, she's giving me clues, right?
Yes. Okay. She's giving the clues.
I'll have the password.
She gave me the password that defeats the entire purpose of doing
right.
this.
Yeah, we could leave right now.
And then it'll be Lynn, and then we'll switch during the next round.
Here we go. And the card is being passed, and Bev now has the password.
Red.
Devil.
Wrong.
Solid.
Red and solid. Meat.
Wrong.
Rectangular.
I got nothing.
Pass.
No. Chimney.
Santa?
All right. Do I even have to give
fireplace.
You clues?
Fireplace.
Nope. So close.
What? That's not it?
Building.
Fire station?
I got it now.
Are you sure?
Brick.
Yes, yes, yay.
Wow, we need applause.
That's something. We need some built-in applause.
Okay.
Yay.
We need a sound effects library.
We do. We need sound effects. All right, well, that was a good round.
I have some on my phone. I should probably play that.
Figure out how to use the scoring thing.
See, I can't do sound effects because every time I make a fun sound effect, that person ends up getting canceled that I drew the sound effect from.
You're kidding.
No.
Don't you dare.
I made a sound effect and it happened to be, someone who's not having a very good month. A rapper who's not having a very good month.
Yes.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
All
right. Do you like how I just passworded that
now,
I didn't say the name? You
that's very nice.
Now
that's
you have to give the password to them, to the guys, and they try to get us to.
Correct. So this one is starting with Sean.
All right, Sean. Okay, Sean, let's show them what we got.
Or not.
Slide it up.
Oh. I don't know how this works.
The red. It's the little secret. If any of you are familiar with the game, that you get, or even on TV, there was a little slide, and it showed the word.
I see it now. Okay. Overweight.
Fat.
No.
Incorrect.
Medically overweight.
Obese.
That hold on. That was two words. That was two words.
You can only use one word.
You can only use one word.
Okay.
See, I thought this was $1 million
pyramid or something.
So by default, we get that point.
Well,
So
Sean has to give you a clue, and you already know what the answer is, so you have to say it.
Person.
Obese.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. It's 1-1.
I've got bragging rights up here anyway.
Where all right. Okay.
Got to find the pen
here. He's got this. Here you go.
Is medically overweight not hyphenated? Pretty sure we could get a hyphen in there.
I like it.
In the German language, they just mesh all those words together into one big long word.
Maybe we should both
medically overweight Schweigen. That's the German. You know.
All right. So this clue starts with Lynn.
All right. Here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Ooh. Tiny.
Little?
Incorrect.
Then we pass.
Oh, no, that would be three words.
Ooh,
bridge.
Lego?
Nope.
Okay. Incorrect.
No, no hands. You're not supposed to do that. No.
Under?
Stream?
The?
That threw me off. I thought I had it. I'm going to go troll.
Yes!
Okay.
That's correct.
How did you do that?
Under the bridge.
Under bridge, tiny.
Okay. Hmm. Sorry, don't panic.
Then she said the, and I'm like, maybe I don't have it.
That's okay. Sorry, don't panic.
I'm giving up on this ridiculous scoreboard that they've designed.
You don't have to keep score.
Oh, yes, I'm not keeping score? Yeah,
no, yes, no, you do. Just,
yes, yes.
We got to see who gets the all-expenses-paid trip to FedEx.
Do your own.
Oh, that's delightful.
Do we get to wear the outfit? I really want to wear the outfit.
That's a conversation you're going to have with them.
And you know how we get there? They pick us up in their truck.
No, we walk.
Oh, we walk. We walk.
Good, we got a budget here.
Yeah, you can have whatever kind of scoring that works for you.
Because I want to win.
So now we have two to one.
And it's, yeah, right. Okay.
Yes.
You want, once I get the scoreboard fixed, I will handle that. So now, keeping track, Sean had it last, so Bob gets it now.
Okay, here we go.
It's difficult to see this sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Pieces.
Reese's.
Incorrect.
Jigsaw.
Puzzle.
Ah, oh. Yeah. All right, I'll give you that one.
There we go. Easy peasy. Whoever thought that we'd be sitting here right now in 2024, sitting here playing Password on the radio? Could it get any better than this?
Yeah, we could be getting paid for it.
We gotta work on that.
We'd be going to Amazon instead of FedEx or whatever.
All right, so after four rounds, Lynn and Sean have 17 points.
Ooh.
And Bob and Bev have 11 points.
What? How can they have more points than we do?
Because we got it quicker.
Get more points than we get.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
It starts at 10 and it counts down.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay.
So handing it to Lynn.
Okay, here we go. Drum roll, please. Action.
Movie?
Incorrect.
Noun.
Punch.
Incorrect.
Verb.
No. She's going to say it.
Did
she gave us the points.
You blew it.
You blew it.
What was
verb.
It?
Verb.
Verb. Oh, I see. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe we shouldn't be getting paid for this. We're not very good at this.
I felt it coming. We would have got that one.
Yeah,
we would have got that.
Yeah,
because I was actually going to guess that.
Even before you said that, I was going to guess that.
Were you really? Can we do an over? Go do
no,
over?
No.
Can
no.
we
move on?
Does that make us go ahead?
I didn't get my hyphenated medically.
That's true.
We each had one of those now.
Okay.
So with the the number of points mathed out there. Bob and Bev currently have 18 points, so they are leading by 1 point.
Yeah, it only
by
took one.
Point. That's okay.
Thanks,
that's
okay. Lynn.
All right, this goes to the guys.
Happen? Yes.
How does that happen?
Okay. And it has to be a word, one word that I say, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay.
You're currently up to 7.
Thanks. Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Charter objection.
Oh, this is a tough.
I don't know why. I'm just having a block on this one.
Well, yeah, we're waiting.
Yeah, this one is a little bit tricky.
Mean.
Wicked.
Nope.
No.
Mean. Mean. Mean.
This one is challenging.
Yeah.
Bob is thinking about it.
Yes. We need a thunderstorm background.
Furious.
Mean, furious.
Excuse me.
Angry?
Yeah!
Correct.
I was going to say that. This is just a practice show. Yeah. Tune in next time.
I didn't hear that when you were up 17-11.
Passing the card over to Bev.
Okay. this is going to be... bar.
Beer.
No.
Incorrect.
What was your clue?
Bar.
Bar.
Bar. Okay.
Square.
Pass.
Ban.
I'm sorry?
Ban. B-A-N.
Prohibition?
No.
No. Good work.
I figured that'd be a little too advanced for this version of the password, but that's all I had.
Head.
Head?
That's a good one, actually.
Jump rope?
Okay. Correct.
Brick.
Red?
Oh. Incorrect. Okay.
This is hard.
Charlie.
Horse.
Incorrect.
Charlie horse. Can I pass too? This is really hard. Bad.
Bad. I'm just gonna say brown.
Incorrect.
Lucy.
Hey, Matt, shut your mouth.
Football?
I'm sitting over here going, what in heaven's name could that be?
I think he's got it.
Oh, did you answer?
I said football, so I'm
okay.
Wrong, obviously.
What did you say?
I'm not telling you. Do you want me to give you,
I had cement.
Cement? I was going to say peanuts.
No.
That is incorrect.
Name.
Charlie?
Nope. Incorrect.
That was one of the clues.
We're down to our last possible point.
Duh.
What?
Huh?
Huh? What was it?
Duh.
Duh.
This is impossible. No. No.
Smelly?
No. No.
What was it?
Block.
Block.
Let's review the clues.
Oh, yeah.
Head, Charlie,
Blockhead.
Lucy.
Oh, okay. Charlie. Yeah.
Who's Charlie?
Yeah. Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown.
That's why I said Brown.
Blockhead.
That was like 7 degrees of separation.
Yeah, it really was.
From the clues to the actual answer.
That hurt.
It did. All of our faces were.
You see, I would have gone with Lego or alphabet or building.
Alphabet toy.
Next time you're on this side of the table, Mr. Matt.
That could be arranged.
Mr. Smart.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Smart Matt.
Okay. No win, no loss.
So, taking a look at the little slider do, I'm going to be passing out just one of these sliders because for everybody at home, our password givers and takers have been squinting at the little implement that's used to show what the word is because it uses a transparent red film, and it's supposed to make the word that it's hiding disappear.
I think we got that now, though.
Yeah, one of them is like pink, and one of them is red. So I'll pass the red one out, and that'll make life easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we
go. So there were no points on that round. Bob and Bev are still in the lead, 27 to Lynn and Sean, 17.
Mm. We can still do this.
I was about to say it is still very much anyone's game.
All right. This is tense. This is very tense in this room. We had to kick up the air conditioner.
Space.
Frontier. I got sci-fi on the head.
Bottle.
Space bottle. Space bottle. Gravity. Gravity?
No.
Space bottle.
NASA.
Oh.
No pressure. She got it over there, though. She picked up a bite clue.
I pass.
Look at her rubbing her hands.
Launch pad.
Rocket. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Very good.
I'm doing
You're
the dance.
Welcome.
I'm doing the dance. I'm doing the happy, happy dance.
Sean and Lynn are catching up. They've got 24 now.
Woohoo! All right.
How many of you out there have gotten the right one?
Yes. You can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know if you don't lie.
Don't lie, because we'll know.
Come on now.
We'll find out.
Mary, Patty,
yep.
Maria,
yep.
Don't lie. All right. Here we go. It is my turn?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Exaggerate.
Stretch.
Incorrect.
These clues need to have five words.
Boast.
Brag.
Yay!
Correct.
That was a really good clue.
Nice job. Nice
that
job.
That was a really good clue.
Well done.
Really sorry I have to say that about my opponent. She dug deep into the realms of the intellectual ability that she has, and she brought that out. All right.
And he picked that up.
It's right there.
He got it.
And he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, man. All right.
I was thinking of something else altogether.
Even if I didn't have your clue, I would have gotten it on
absolutely.
Your clue.
Oh, absolutely. Boast was perfect. Boast was perfect.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're doing good here. But we aren't. You are.
Credentials.
Resume.
You guys love those mono, those
incorrect
multiple symbolic words. You know, lots of syllables.
Multiple symbolic words.
License.
Oh, that was what I was going to guess. License. Permit.
Incorrect.
Passport.
Ooh.
Let us think.
Document?
Incorrect.
Picture.
Identification.
Correct.
You know what? I just... you know, I'd like to just say... We really should have done a practice.
I thought this was it.
Are we halfway through yet?
So we are approximately halfway through our session.
Because then they've got to switch.
Yes.
Switch.
Right.
The guys.
These guys are going to switch.
Oh, switch. Okay. Yeah. So switch teams. Yes. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we're at the halfway point.
You guys want to switch now?
Sure. So we won game one?
So, the runners up for game one are Lynn and Sean.
We came in second. I mean,
wow,
that's good,
we
right?
We came in second. That's really good in the Olympics, too.
With 24.
Oh.
And Team Double B ran away with it at the end there with 44.
Yay! Why did you have to say ran away with it?
Because it's factual and accurate.
We could say flew away with it.
Gentle.
All right.
Okay. All right.
We are going to take a little bit of a breather and switch seats. You have to switch seats.
Yes. Oh, I thought by breather we were going to a break.
Oh,
I mean, it doesn't take
working
us that long
no,
to
I
think, no, switch
no,
seats.
No, I think we're going to roll, right?
You want to keep going? I was prepared to take a break.
No, that's all right. Not unless we have to. Station identification, WTBR 89.7, every Thursday morning, 8:30. Listen to stuff. There it is.
On WTBR FM.
I don't think we want any of our sponsors associated with this mess anyway, so.
Now, I
think
used
we're good.
To like you.
I used to like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Welcome to my world.
Hi,
I hope your performance is better this time around. Wow.
All right. Whoa. Oh, okay.
We got this.
I guess they win, that has to say something about.
All right, the card is going to Bev.
Yep.
The card is in her hand. She is now opening the card.
Aww.
Oh, that tells us something. That's a clue right there.
Marijuana.
Weed?
Incorrect.
Grow?
Plant.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Hey, maybe it was you, Sean.
It might have been me. That's a high likelihood.
That's okay.
Handing over to Bob.
Broom.
Sweep.
Incorrect.
Hanging.
hanging broom. Am I supposed to be a witch on this? tool.
Incorrect.
Sweep.
She has on her resting face.
Hanging broom. Sweep. Handle?
Incorrect.
Floor.
It's just all over the place. Up in the sky with the hanging out on the
hanging. Sweep. Carpet.
Incorrect. This one is a challenge.
Hanging was the first one. Hanging.
No.
Hanging, broom.
Discard.
Dustpan.
Yes!
Oh!
Correct.
No.
I'm the only one clapping. What does that say?
There was something wrong
there
with that.
Go. My partner is clapping as well.
Hanging, I'm like, oh, I got to get her mind off of that because that doesn't work for where I'm going.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it does hang, I suppose.
It does. Mine hangs in the garage. Mine hangs. That's good.
No.
Yes.
That was terrible.
All right, here we go. Oh, gee. Magic?
Hat.
Incorrect.
Stick.
Mm. Wand?
Mm. Yay!
Correct.
For a moment, I did not see that happening. Mm. I did not see that coming from you. It
went, yeah, no,
you were. It was right there where I thought, no, not he doesn't have it yet.
As soon as she said stick, I'm like, we're good. We're good.
All right. Sean has the card.
Sean is thinking.
Proscenium.
Say what?
Proscenium.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I was about to talk about your...
No, you can't look it up.
You can't look it up. Multi-syllabic words.
Can he try a different word?
No! I don't know what that is.
That's for the next round.
Coming up with these nerd words.
Whoa, you got a big head.
I take an 8 1/4.
Broadway.
Theater.
Incorrect.
Wooden.
Proscenium. Broadway. Stage.
Oh, where the hell did you come up with that one?
Correct.
Oh, come on.
And with that, Sean and Bev are in the lead with 17.
Had we known what proscenium
was. I know.
I thought it was a fruit.
I was about to say, isn't that the...
I think Sean's realizing that the second clue is the most valuable, so we gave such a lousy first clue. So he could have the second clue.
Oh, my God.
Because you said magic, and then she said stick, and it was all over. So it's the second clue.
I should have said stick. No, that wouldn't have worked either.
That's the frame that around the stage, magic. Isn't it? The proscenium?
Persimmon.
No,
that wasn't the word. Watch that be our next word.
Proscenium. Now we know a new word. I'm going to Broadway, and I'm going to watch the actors on the proscenium.
There you go.
They'd better not be on the proscenium unless you're watching Spider-Man.
ASAP.
Quick?
Incorrect.
Now.
Fast.
Incorrect.
Quick.
Immediate?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, all right. So
there's no rule against using that.
So this is one of those situations where I wish we had a group of judges.
I would allow it because the word's immediately, isn't it?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I would allow it.
Whose team are you on?
I'm the team of truth, justice, and the American way. I think that's fair. If it was on actual password, I think they would have given it to him.
I can't believe I'm not going to go to FedEx.
It's not over yet.
Besides, we just built up some good karma on our side because we're getting smoked here and we need whatever we can get.
The next password is out. Bob has it.
Poisonous.
Snake.
Incorrect.
Waste.
By fennels.
Fumes.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh.
Don't call it a comeback.
Toxic. It's going to be my new favorite word. Toxic.
I mean, we won't because you're still down by one, but...
Oh,
geez. No, I mean, but we're right back in business. We were
hard.
It's only one.
Too close.
It's only one.
We just can't let them, as Matt likes to say, run away with it.
All right.
Hey, I learned it from you.
Okay. Lime.
Fruit.
No. Wait a minute.
No.
There's different kinds of lime. How can I explain that? What I said?
You don't. You don't.
Hey.
You come up with a clue where that you don't have to have a paragraph explanation for.
Are you on my team or what? Bob! How the heck did you get that with this?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see. You want the second clue. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Talk.
I'm sorry, say again.
Talk.
Talk? Tick?
Yes.
Right. I knew it. I gotcha.
What?
Lime?
What?
There's not a lime tick. You get Lyme disease from the tick.
So, oh, man.
We are good.
Yeah. There's a lot of degrees of separation from what you said and what the actual word was.
Like the disease.
No kidding! But why would anybody on the word lime first go to the disease? You think of the thing you put in a Corona.
I was going to say tequila was going to be my guess.
I know! Because it's disease.
Wait. I said it with a medical face.
No one at home saw the medical face either.
What?
It's okay.
What is a medical face?
It was sad.
Now,
it was
who gets it?
Lime. If I had said the fruit, I would have said lime.
Lime.
So now I don't get to. I have to, not only do I have to listen for words, I have to listen for, you know.
Inflection.
If inflection, yeah.
Welcome to stuff.
It wouldn't hurt to do a quick reset. You are actually listening to stuff. This is a special edition of Stuff Password Edition. I'm your host, Matt Tucker, and this is something.
This is something. Mm-hmm.
All right, I've lost track of who's supposed to get the card is what's happened. Okay, Sean.
Okay.
Sean is giving the clue.
No more proscenium.
Ooh.
Owl?
Correct.
Wait a second. That's the kindergartner version. That is not fair. That came out of the wrong box. That's a flashcard for a kindergartner.
Matt, we got to clip that. We got to clip Sean going, "Ooh." Save that for the Christmas party.
You do what you gotta do.
Christmas party?
I'm glad she was able to get that because you didn't have your medical face on.
That's true. Or my ornithology face.
Your ornithology face.
I said it with my zoo face.
Oh boy. I think we need more than an hour.
Okay. that's not the clue.
Just waiting for you to get your face on so I can
see. Now I'm thinking back to the farmer's market episode. Do you need some psyllium there, Pat?
I did a rod.
Sled.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Dog.
Race?
Incorrect.
Go.
Sha-sha-ta-ta.
Look at my face.
Snow.
Snow?
Hush.
Mush?
Yes!
I don't know. No, I don't think that's allowed.
Oh, a rhyming word. Is a rhyming word allowed?
Sure, it's a clue.
It's a single word.
But can it rhyme?
But what does hush have to do with mush?
It doesn't. It's other than rhyme. Rhyming.
It got the correct answer, didn't it?
Oh, man.
It also describes the contents of my brain right
now.
Yeah,
man.
This game is on. Dad, yeah. Rhyming words are okay.
Because I got it immediately when she said hush.
I wonder why.
I know. It's like,
that means it's a good clue.
Yeah, now we need some judges in here because I'm calling shenanigans. Irish.
Ooh.
Coffee.
Not a terrible guess.
Leaf.
Clover.
Do you even need me now? Shake.
Leprechaun.
Incorrect.
Green.
Oh.
Ireland.
Incorrect.
Ham shock.
Oh. Shamrock.
Ham shock.
Suck on that.
When I said
ham shock.
Ham shock isn't even a word. Get
that. Typhonated. It's when a pig runs into an electric fence. It's a ham shock.
That's a ham hock ham shock.
She had the word already. She knew it. She didn't even need the clue. That's why I did it. I knew she had it.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll give it to her.
That's the way we're going to play. That's the way we're going to play.
Bob's not messing around anymore. It's on here on Stuff Password Edition.
Ham shock, ham shock, ham shock.
You're going to get mail from a lot of animal lovers. Oh, my gosh. Oh, PETA.
Are we ready for the next one?
We are ready for the next one.
Well, keep the pig away from the fence. How hard is that?
Oh, gosh.
Every clue begins with that, it seems.
Mm. Roll.
Where?
She has no faith in you. She's passing it along.
Oh, I know what I should have said.
Disappears.
Vanish.
Unseen.
Invisible.
Ah. Correct.
Again, they got the second clue because where was so terrible.
My answer was going to be, what?
And she did a little acrobatic. Where?
Who? We've already had who.
Where?
When? I don't know.
When will then be now? Soon.
Immediately.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, my gosh. You know we're going to have to do this on TV.
Baby?
Carriage.
Good try.
Rocking.
Chair.
Sleep.
Oh, cradle.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, I was going to say lullaby. I didn't
know. I had lullaby in my head, too. Lullaby was definitely there. What's the score?
She particularly used one word. I couldn't say when the brow, when the bow breaks.
Right.
The blank will fall. Although I probably could have said ladle.
And you could have said dreidel. What is our score?
I would have thought a dreidel.
So the scores as of presently, Lynn and Bob have 38, and Sean and Bev have 58.
Ooh. What?
Wow.
What? Whoa. Oh, we're so good.
They had a 10 and a 9 in there, so that was...
Owls.
Oh, yeah, that who. Will.
And here we go. Beth.
Resign.
Quit.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought he had it. Older.
Retire.
Yes.
Correct.
See how I did that?
Yep.
Second one.
Yeah. That was something.
Very
was
nice.
Yeah, gotta get that second clue.
That's using password right there.
Yeah.
Suitcase.
Pack.
Incorrect. Mm.
Carrying.
Tote.
Incorrect.
Trip.
Luggage.
Yep.
Correct.
You had it beforehand.
Oh.
You had it before my clue, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had it.
They didn't catch up, did they?
We did.
We're in the neighborhood. That was
I was about to say
15 points.
They are very close. They're at 55, and you are at 58.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All
right. Right back in it.
Here it is.
Okay.
This is good. So
looking at the clock, I think we've got time for two more words.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. Maybe three if people are moving quickly.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right.
Sinking.
Ship.
Dirt.
Quicksand.
Yeah!
Look at that.
Wow.
I think there's a foul there somewhere.
No, we're just red hot, baby. Red hot.
That one's hard to get on the first clue.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Well, what's your first clue
for
quicksand?
Don't embarrass yourself.
Sinking, yeah. I mean,
sinking.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I would have gone ship, though, because there's a million ways to describe a ship.
That's true.
Wow.
Sinking would probably be the worst one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fatalist.
That's a good point.
See, in the correct group of people, I would have thrown out a Treyu from the Never-Ending Story, but that's a deep cut right there.
That's worse than proscenium.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's much worse than
that
proscenium.
Group of people.
This is not that group of people. Is that we're in another age group.
No.
We are not young enough to know.
Well,
correct?
There was a time that every TV show had at least some plot part where it involved someone sinking into quicksand.
Growing up, I thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem than it actually is.
Oh, it was disastrous.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's yes. All right.
Good job. We're killing the clock here having other things.
Yeah. You know?
Dress.
Pass.
Ooh.
Bottom.
Skirt?
Yes.
I hate you.
That was a good second clue.
Yeah, that was
you know, I should have come up with another first clue. Like anything, porpoise. I could have come up with
porpoise.
And you could have, because then they would have had to do the first real word.
I should have done porpoise and looked at you and said, eh. God, what can you do with that?
Wah, wah.
Oh.
figure it out now.
Oh.
I did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think this is a hard one.
I'm trying to see what it is.
You want me to look?
Pass.
Oh.
Wow.
Good strategy.
Interesting.
Good strategy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying here.
Mm.
Thin.
Spin?
Thin. Thin. Thin.
Thin.
They're playing strategy now. This is four
line?
Incorrect. This is four-dimensional chess.
Yeah, I'm going to swing for the fences on this one. Bridle.
Thin. Bridle. Halter?
Oh, I see where that went.
Headdress.
Veil.
See, now we're screwed.
Oh, you mess with my head. Right. Bridle, you know what? I ride horses. I'm leaving here to go riding. That's what I had on my head. No pun intended.
Thin? Do we have time for the
thin on your head?
So this last one is for double points.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Ooh, ooh.
Bridal.
It's all on the line here. Going to leave it all on the floor.
Hanging on the dustbin.
Hanging.
Hanging on the dustbin.
Of history. Immediately.
That was the best one out of all of our clues and all.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the owl was pretty good. Cool.
The dustpan one. I thought the dustpan was...
How else do you describe a dustpan?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need about three words to get there.
Yeah, I think you do.
Family.
Pass.
Great grandmother.
Relative?
Oh.
Past.
History. No, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Ancient.
Buried?
Incorrect.
DNA.
Pass. I got nothing here.
Tree.
Family.
That was one of the first. That was right. The first clue. What do you got?
Italy. Put it all together.
I'm trying. Forefathers.
Oh, incorrect.
Close. Good.
Relative.
Genealogy?
Ooh. Incorrect.
I don't think that would be a password word. We did owls. Think so. You think genealogy is going to be in there? Point.
Research.
Genetics?
Incorrect.
Mm.
I think this is one word. Forefather?
Yeah, that's one word.
Research.
It's the final opportunity.
People.
I got nothing. What is it?
The password was ancestor.
Oh.
We were all around. Okay. It. Yeah.
It makes sense.
We did good. Good clues, good answers. That was good. That was a hard one.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard one. And
yeah.
With that, the second round, Lynn and Bob got 55. Sean and Bev got 84.
Wow. No!
So, oh, wow. The winner of the all expenses paid trip to FedEx is Bev. Yay!
And
she's the common thread here.
Just for today, you can bring a guest on your trip. All expenses for a free gift. For a free gift.
Just pay shipping and handling.
To FedEx.
Yes. And they'll charge that too.
Believe it or not, we've run out of time. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this special edition of Stuff Password. On behalf of Bev and Lynn and Sean and Bob, I'm Matt Tucker saying whatever the stuff ladies say. Be well, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Good night.
Thank you.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.